Christ, so good to see all of you in the house of the Lord. A very warm welcome to all our visitors. So very good to see all of you here in the house of the Lord. Our desire is that you find joy and peace worshiping with us here this morning. And that at the conclusion of this worship service, you may be able to say that it was good to have been in the house of the Lord. And a very welcome back to all, warm welcome back to all those who have traveled, and may the Lord continue to bless you in your future travels, and let us always understand that if we have traveled safely, because the Lord has been very merciful to us. Now, we are now in the virtually finishing in the midst of spring, and soon coming to the end of spring, and then we are going into summer. So very quickly, time passes. And in next to no time, the year is going to be over. Now, what are we doing with the time that we have? My dear friends, let us use our time wisely. As the Word of God says, let us redeem the time, buy back the time, use our time wisely for God. Yes, and I trust, my dear friends, that we may all be very, very diligent in the use of our time. Let us realize that it is a talent which the Lord has given to us. Now this morning, my topic is, before I forget, I want to take leave of you. My wife and I will be traveling to Singapore for the next 3 Sundays to pray for us. Pray that the Lord will be very gracious to be with us in our travel, and we pray that we may be very useful for Him in Singapore. Now this morning, my subject is God your Heavenly Father? Now we who profess to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ pray this prayer, Our Father which art in heaven. Now obviously we are taking it for granted that God is our Heavenly Father. But the question is God really our Heavenly Father? Now how may we really know that God is our Heavenly Father? How do I know that God is my Heavenly Father? You know, the Jews during the time of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ were rather presumptuous. They thought that because Abraham was their ancestor, and Abraham had made this covenant with that God had made this covenant with Abraham, that Abraham and his descendants would be God's people, and God would be their God, and therefore all Jews must be people of God, and God must be their Heavenly Father. And then, besides that, the Jews were working very, very hard to observe the laws of Moses. And so they say that we have been keeping the laws of Moses, and therefore, God must be our Heavenly Father. And then they were relying on their righteousness rather than on the righteousness of God to be seen righteous in the sight of God. But friends, they cannot be more wrong than they could be, or they could not be more wrong than they could be. Yes, because as far as God is concerned, or as far as God was concerned at that time, their righteousnesses were as filthy rags in the sight of the one true living God. And the Lord had these strong words to say against the Jews in those days, who were very presumptuous. He said this to them, "You are of your father the devil. You think you are children of God, but in actual fact, you are children of the devil." Today there are many who delude themselves. They think that they have been very, 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 very zealously serving the Lord, particularly if they are performing so-called signs and wonders. They think that they are able to heal, able to cast out demons, and therefore they say that God must be our Heavenly Father. But the Lord has this warning for them. In Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 and 22, the Lord says it to them, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of the Heavenly Father." Only those who do the will of the Heavenly Father will be able to enter into the kingdom of God. Only those who are able to do the will of the Heavenly Father are in the position to call God Father. Thank you. really God is our Heavenly Father, we will want to be filial to Him in our relationship with Him. And we want to be filial to Him by standing up for Him. We want to experience and show forth that we are filial to Him by standing up for Him. And then we want to be filial to Him by loving Him. Show that we are filial to Him by loving Him. So, we want to show ourselves filial to Him, that He is indeed our Heavenly Father and our relationship with Him. And this filial attitude is shown by our not wanting to please Him and not wanting to please Him. Show that we offend Him. Relationship with Him. So we feel very grieved when we greet Him, and we will want immediately to repent of our sins. Now I told you about this portrait of our life. Not to be very grieved. Very grieved. He was more than a man. More than, he was more a father to me than my own biological father. I loved him very dearly. I didn't want to greet Him. I didn't want to offend Him because I had this filial relationship with Him. And when I offended Him or when I greet Him, I felt very, very grieved myself. I would regret very, very much. I wish I didn't grieve Him. Yes, friends, if God is truly our Heavenly Father, we will feel grief when we grieve Him. The classic case was that of Peter. Remember the case of Peter? Peter denied the Lord Jesus Christ 3 times on the night the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed. Before that, he was very, very bold and very, very cocksure. He said, Lord, I will not deny you. I will not be offended. I will not stumble. Even if other people are stumbled, I will not stumble. And Lord, if I have to die with you, I will die with you. Those were bold words. But when it came to the real test, when Peter was put to the test, he failed very miserably. He denied the Lord 3 times. And the word of God said that after his denial of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord cast a look at him. And this is recorded for us in Luke chapter 22, verse 61. I'd like us to look at this verse. Right? It's quite a familiar verse, but I think it's good for us to look at this verse again. Luke chapter 22 and 61. Look at this verse. I read for you. Luke 22:61. Members of our church, please help our friends to refer to this verse. Luke 22:61. All right, let me read this for you. And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. Did you read those words? The Lord turned and looked upon Peter. Now, what kind of look was that on the face of the Lord? I say it was a look of disappointment. It definitely was a look of grief. And it was also a look of sympathy. The Lord must have felt very, very sorry for Peter for denying him, because he knew that subsequently Peter was going to grieve, and the Lord felt very, very sorry for him. And did Peter grieve? Peter grieved. You read just after that sentence, yes, and Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said unto him, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And what happened? Verse 62, and Peter went up and wept bitterly. He was grieved. Now, how grieved Peter was when he realized that he offended the Lord. Yes, that he had denied the Lord 3 times. Yes, he realized that he had sinned against Him. Indeed, if God is our Heavenly Father, we would not want to grieve Him. We realize that we grieve Him when we sin. And so we would not want to sin. And when we sin, my dear friends, we will surely straight away want to repent from our sins. Yes, because we know that we have offended Him who loved us so much that He gave His only begotten Son to die for us on the cross of Calvary. My dear friends, we are really no better than Peter. No better than Peter. How often have we grieved the Lord? Did we feel grief when we grieved Him? Just think of it. The times when we grieve the Lord, when we sin against Him, did we feel grief? Friends, if God is our Heavenly Father, when we grieve Him, we will feel very grief. And we will want to repent straight away because we do not want to grieve him. Now, if God is our Heavenly Father, we will mourn over our sin because we will see sin as a defilement, as something that pollutes, something that causes us to be very dirty. We'll see it as defilement as God sees it. Now, I told you we used to own a dog. Sometimes we had no choice to bring this out dog for a walk after we had given her a bath so that she could drive very, very quickly. One thing we dreaded to do was to unleash our dog when we brought her out on a walk after she had taken a bath. You know why? Because the moment we unleash our dog would rush straight into the park and roll on her back and roll her back very, very strongly against the grass or against the sand. Imagine, we just had given her a very, very clean bath, shampooed her, and that's what she did to herself. Did she enjoy herself? Apparently she did. All right. Why did she enjoy herself? Because she was a dog, that's why. If she was a human being, she would have seen it as a defilement and not something that for her to enjoy. My dear friends, I suppose if I were in her shoes, I would have done the same thing. But friends, because I'm a human being, I saw that as a defilement. Now friends, you are once before you became believers, you were unsaved sinners. Yes, you were unsaved sinners. Like my dog that enjoyed rubbing her back against the grass, you would have enjoyed sinning. You didn't see it as a defilement. You enjoyed sinning. But now you are different because you are a saved sinner. You are still a sinner, but a saved sinner. You see sin as a defilement. You are a child of God. You would not want to defile yourself because you know that God sees sin as a defilement. Now you are born again. Yes, you are a new creature in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you want to produce good works for him. And as Christ is holy, you know that you must be holy because you have been saved to become more and more holy like the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know that when you sin, you become less like the Lord Jesus Christ. Now we have this saying, we hear this saying, like Father, like Son. My dear friends, when we sin, we are less and less like our Father. Did you realize that? When we sin, we are less like our Father. And we do not want that to happen. Yes, we do not want to grieve him. As we said, when we grieve him, we feel grief. We must feel grief because God is our Heavenly Father. If God is not your Heavenly Father, you will not feel grief. But because God is your Heavenly Father, you will feel grief. And then you will want to quickly repent from your sins. Now, if God is our Heavenly Father, we grieve over our sin because we know our sin is an act of enmity against God. What it means is, to sin is to treat God as our enemy, simply put it. Right? When we sin, we treat God as our enemy. Now, if God is our Heavenly Father, who loved us so much that he sent his only begotten Son to die for us, how can we ever treat him as our enemy? But very often, that is what we do. It is sin that causes us to be his enemies. That God sent his only begotten Son to this earth to put sin to death. Did you realize that? His word says in Romans 8:3, God sent his Son and his Son came and condemned sin in the flesh. He condemned sin in the flesh. In other words, he condemned sin in human nature which he came to partake in, so that we might be reconciled to God. And if we are truly reconciled to God, how can we sin against the one true living God, who is now our Heavenly Father? Yes, if we sin against him, we are actually treating him as our enemy. And we would not want to treat him as our enemy, as we said over and over again, because he is our Heavenly Father. Now let me put this idea of treating God as our enemy when we sin, perhaps in a more picturesque way, so that we will be very, very careful not to sin, because we know that when we sin, we are actually treating God as our enemy. I read this very moving scene in this short story. I read one of reading short stories in those days, and at the time I used to read short stories. I read this short story about this young man who lived something like 200 years ago, during the time of the American Civil War. There were two sides fighting in the war, one was Union and the other side was Father to one side, and the Son to the other side. Father, we were born when we sin, because you see sinning as an act of ingratitude towards our God, our Heavenly Father. Now it is very easy to condemn other people for ingratitude. I've seen how a very, very generous, godly man helped other people out of their troubles. And those whom he helped were actually in very serious financial troubles. And we are not talking about a few thousand dollars. We are talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars. Yes, And these people were in debt, and then they came to this wealthy, godly man for help. And he was a very generous, godly, wealthy man, and so he helped them, because these people profess to be believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. And one day, this godly man actually was in trouble. Yes, because some people accused him of some wrongdoing, but he actually was a very, very upright man. And he needed some people to stand up for him, to vouch for him. But what happened to all those people whom he helped? None came forward to stand up for him. And that was the truth. How sad it is. Yes, now we can be very, very critical. Easy for us to be critical. We can criticize these people for their ingratitude. But friends, are we not ungrateful to our Heavenly Father? Yes, we are really ungrateful to Him, my dear friends, when we sin against Him, when we fail to do what He wants us to do. Our Heavenly Father gave His only begotten Son to die for us. He shed His precious blood for us on the cross of Calvary, and such love is really unmeasurable. It is infinite. He died for us to save us from our sins. And He wants us to do His will. He saved us to do His will. And what is His will? What is His will for us? His will for us is that we should all be a purified people, zealous of good work. He tells us so in Titus 2:14, who gave Himself for us that He might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto Himself a peculiar people, zealous of good work. That's what He wants us to be, a particular people, a people that belong to Him, a people who are zealous, yes, purified, yes. He wants us to bear a good witness for Him. My dear friends, if God is indeed our Heavenly Father, we would be very, very conscious of His will of this. Yes, He wants us to be a purified people. Anytime we sin, we will realize that we are being ungrateful to Him because we are not doing what He wants us to do. And that is the mystery by the people. My friends, if we are true believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, we will not want to do sin. Every time we sin, we realize that we are grieving Him. And then we grieve Him, we do grieve, and we want to do sin. How may we know that God is our Heavenly Father? Know that He is our Heavenly Father because we want to be filial to Him in our relationship with Him. And this filial tendency is shown by our wanting not to offend Him, not to grieve Him. Every time we offend Him, grieve Him by our sin, we will grieve ourselves and we will want to grieve Him and sin. How do we know God is our Father? Wanting to be filial to Him by standing up for Him, to be on His side, to stand up for Him. The psalmist says in Psalm 119:1-5, he says, I beheld the transgressors, those who transgressed God's law, and was grieved because they kept not Thy word. The psalmist was very, very grieved. Why was he very grieved? He was very grieved when he saw these transgressors breaking God's laws, wronging God, doing wrongs against the one who lives in God, and he felt very, very grieved. Yes, in other words, he stood on the side of the one who lives in God. I do not know whether you remember this incident or not, but a few years ago, if you are interested in sports, you are interested in soccer as I am, then you will possibly remember this incident. It involved this great footballer by the name of Zinedine Zidane. Two sides were playing for the final to be the champions in the World Cup tournament some years ago. And the game was played between France and Italy. Zidane was representing France and he was the star player for France. And some France needed him to win the tournament. Yes. But in the middle, some time into the game, a terrible incident happened. Zidane did something that was really unpardonable in football. He headbutted his opponent. Yes, he handled it, he headbutted him. And this Italian man, then the player, then fell to the ground. Of course, he went into the field. It was a great target for him. And why did he red-card him? Why was he red-carded? Why did he headbutt this Italian player? He headbutted his Italian player. player, apparently because this Italian player had something, said something that was very insulting to Zinedine Zidane. Yes, his mother's name was Ricord. He was very, very angry. Yes, he didn't care about the glory of his country. He didn't care whether Trump won the game or not. He wasn't really care at all. What he was most interested in was the honor of his mother's name. So he was so angry. After this, this man then he was drunk. Now my question to ask is, what kind of good attitude do you have to God? Do we stand up for our God when he punished all his worship of the just as he had to be then stood up for his mother when the name of his mother was today, there is a proposal that they bring in drums, electric guitars, synthesizers, and the congregation here to set up a worship service. What would that be? Would you stand up and oppose this proposal? And because we are like that by so doing, we are inaugurating worship service. Or, let's say, people are compromising the truth and the knowledge of the truth. What do you do? Do you think that nightmare? Or will you think that the child must be the husband of the father? Just like the marriage began to come to the heart of the mother. Thank you. not having not having the to show up. Heavenly Father with me. Yes. Lord God, we have a great sea life. We are high grade in the servant Shiloh. Now, when he heard news that his two sons were killed by the enemy, that was Philip, he didn't tremble. But you know when what caused him to tremble? He trembled when he heard this news that the ark of the Lord was taken by the enemy, by the Philistines. In other words, the ark, which was representative of the presence of the one true living God, was taken away from the Israelites. Yes, the presence of God was taken away from the Israelites, which meant also, of course, the presence of the Lord was taken away from Eli. And what happened? He trembled. I'd like us to read these words, okay? Please turn with me to 1 Samuel chapter 4. 1 Samuel chapter 4, verses 17 and 18. You see that this man could not bear the thought that the presence of God was taken away from him. 1 Samuel chapter 4, verses 17 and 18. All right, let me read this for you. 1 Samuel 4, verse 17. Verse 17. And the messenger that brought the news to Eli, the high priest. And the messenger answered and said, Israel is fled before the Philistines, who were the enemies of the Israelites. And there hath been also a great slaughter among the people. And your two sons also, Hophni and Phinehas, are dead. I see, no reaction, right? Hophni and Phinehas are dead. And the ark is taken. Verse 18, watch. And it came to pass, when he made mention of the ark of God, that it was taken away from the Israelites by the enemies, that Eli fell from off the seat backward by the side of the gate, and his neck brake, and he died. For he was an old man and heavy, and he had judged Israel 40 years. You see, the news of the death of his sons was bad, but he didn't tremble. But the moment he heard that the ark of the Lord was taken from the Israelites, he trembled, he fell backwards, and he died. He could not bear the thought of not having the presence of God with Israel and with him. My dear friends, if God is our Heavenly Father, we will surely not be able to bear the thought that the presence of God is not with us. Yes, we treasure his presence. Yes, we can't bear the thought of his not being with us. Now, if God is our Father and we truly love him, we'll show it by loving his day, the Lord's day. So I ask you, do you love the Lord's day? The word of God tells us that this is the day the Lord has made for himself. It is the Sabbath. Now, if we love the Lord, we'll call this day a day of delight. So how do we view this day? Yes, my dear friends, if we are, God is our Heavenly Father and we are truly believers in him, we will not be able to bear the thought of not going into the house to worship him. We will want to worship him because this is his day. He's our Heavenly Father. We want to worship him. We just cannot stand the thought of not coming into his house to worship him. Yes, the word of God says, this is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Do we realize that this is the day that the Lord has made for himself for us to worship him, and that we will say, we'll rejoice in it. We'll gladly come into his house to worship him. And that must be the case with us if God truly is our Heavenly Father. And we'll remember that this is the day for us to keep holy for him, because it is his command for us to keep it holy for him. And in Isaiah 58 verse 13, the word of God tells us what we should not be doing on the Lord's Day. It says in Isaiah 58 verse 13, the verse here says, if thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, in other words, we are not supposed to trample the Sabbath day with our foot, yes, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shall honor him, and not do thy own things, nor finding thy own pleasure, nor speaking thy own words. Meaning to say that on this day, we will not want to do our own things. We will not want to find our own pleasures. We will not want to indulge in our own recreational activities. No, we do not want to do that. Our purpose for that day is to worship the Lord and to observe the day as a holy day. And we will remember that this is the day we commemorate the truth that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is alive, that he rose up from the dead. And we will remember also that this is the day that the Lord has chosen to remind us that he is our God and we are his people. That is how we will treat the Lord's Day. Yes, if God truly is our Heavenly Father, we will express our love to him in this manner. Say, Lord, this day is yours. I want to observe this day for you. Yes. Now, if God is our Heavenly Father, we will truly love him. And how do we show our love for him? We show our love for him by loving his other children. Yes, we know that the other people who are his children, we will love them. Yes, if God is our Heavenly Father. 1 John 5:1 says, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begeth, in other words, anyone who loves God, loveth him also that is begotten of him. In other words, if we love God, then we will love his other children. Yes, it's normal. If we love him, we must love those who are begotten of him, namely his children. So my question for all of us is, do we care for the company of God's children? Do we care or do we not care? Do we love them or do we shun them? Or do we view our fellow believers, other children of God, with a secret disgust? Or are very, very thankful that we have our fellow believers as brothers and sisters in the Lord Jesus Christ? Do we love the company or do we love the company of people in the world? And do we feel hurt when a member of our church is hurt? Or do we rejoice because we don't like that person and when he feels hurt? Or do we rejoice when that member rejoices? Or do we feel very envious when a fellow member, a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, rejoices? Or do we feel envy when he rejoices? Now these are questions relevant to us. If God truly is our Heavenly Father, we will love our Heavenly Father. So how do you think that God is our Heavenly Father? Oh, our this day as he wants us to observe. And if we truly love him, because he's our Heavenly Father, we will definitely love those who are fellow believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. Those who have been caused to be born again, like we have been caused to be born again by his mighty Holy Spirit. So, my dear friends, is God really your Heavenly Father. Now, if God is really our Heavenly Father, as I said, we would have this filial relationship with Him. We will not want to grieve Him, we will not want to offend Him. If we grieve or offend Him, we feel grieved ourselves, and we will very quickly want to repent of our sins. Amen. Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. We pray that we may all realize that we have you as our Heavenly Father. And Father, if we are not very sure of whether you are our Heavenly Father or not, help us, O Lord God, this morning to examine ourselves. Help us, O Lord God, to be right with you. And help us, O Lord God, to have this filial relationship with you. And we know that this is only possible if we are willing to yield ourselves completely to you. For you to use and for you to mold and for you to fashion. Cleanse us of all our sins and our iniquity. And Father, for those who do not yet have you as the Heavenly Father yet, we pray that you speak to their hearts this morning. And cause them, O Lord God, to realize that the only way for them to have you as their Heavenly Father is for them to come to trust Jesus as their Lord and Savior. May you move their hearts so that they will come and believe in you. In Jesus' blessed name we pray. Amen.